You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today, our passage is from John chapter 10, verses 10 to 18. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. As the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will heed my voice. So there shall be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This charge I have received from my Father. Today we are looking at Jesus being the good shepherd as he shepherds his flock, the people of God. From where I live in Ireland right now, it is the season for lambing. Many sheep are giving birth and the countryside has an abundance of new life. You see many lambs with their mothers. It's a time for the shepherds to be thankful for the new life, but also to be vigilant in nurturing and protecting this new life as they look after their flocks. In Scripture, we often see the relationship between God and his people symbolized as that of a shepherd and his flock. And in verse 11 today, we hear Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The Lord Jesus calls himself the good shepherd. And it says that he lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus himself lays down his life in the ultimate way through his journey to the cross and his death and resurrection. And it is through that laying down by the good shepherd that we are able to experience life, abundant life. It goes on to say, he who is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hireling and cares nothing for the sheep. What do we learn about the good shepherd in contrast to the one who is hired for the job? We learn that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We learn that he remains with the sheep, especially in times of trial and danger. And we learn that he knows his sheep and that they know him. So some questions for us today. Do you experience Jesus as a good shepherd? What ways this day might you be able to move closer to him, to experience his nurture and protection, to hear more clearly his voice calling you? Take some time in prayer today to dwell with the good shepherd.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.